Was there ever a Radio Store? A Radio Shack?
Radio Shack.
There's that shack where I'd buy my radios.
Shack down over by the bayou. I used to buy my radios.
It's pretty...
Yeah, you want an AM radio? Yep, we got them.
It's covered in leeches.
Got leeches on them, but tell you what, but they like the sound of smooth jazz. That's what attracts them.
But if you try to turn the volume down, they'll bite you. They'll drink your blood.
They'll get you real good.
They'll suck
you dry. This one's name here is Fernando. He likes his jazz. Oop, he bit me.
I didn't know that you said, oop, he bit me, and I thought you were doing jazz, like, oop a dip oop.
I'm scatting a little, as I tend to do.
I just scat myself.
Oh, man.
Well, they say the movies are quite the talk of the town, but I prefer two idiots to kind of dumb things down. So settle in and here we go. It's just two idiots radio.
All right, let's start this. Let's start it.
All right.
Start it. Let's start this. Let's get fired up. Let's get fired up.
Get fired.
Let's get fired.
From our jobs. Let's
Robbie,
get
this
fired
is, this
from
is
our,
our
jobs.
Job. What are you talking about? Bringing peace and joy and love to people via the radio waves,
yes,
or whatever is our job and our hobby.
We are the peace hobbies.
And our mission, straight from the source, God.
Talk about, I don't know, Yoda.
Yoda or something. We will, God, in due time. But first, I must introduce the podcast. And hello, everybody, and welcome. I keep forgetting how to do this intro. We are just two idiots, obviously. And this is our place to talk movies, TV shows, and, of course, as always, FDA-approved randomness. If you don't know what that is, look it up in the dictionary. Why don't you, nerd? Yes, my name is Colin, and with me, as always, is my little guy, little ghost, Robbie.
Funny little guy. Ahoy, hoy.
What a funny little guy. This is what I say to you every.
While you hold up a gold tooth and do that weird mouth thing.
Little side.
Like for a second, he's gonna put
thing.
It in his mouth.
Yeah. It's like, well, you don't know where your tooth is in your mouth, Mr. McAllister. Have you never seen a tooth before?
Also,
what are you, an idiot?
He is. Mr. McAllister, the moron.
Wow.
Marty McAllister, the moron.
All right. So now, this day, we've started recording, and now it's time to start the podcast. I'm going to hold a ball with a cross on it for some reason. And a stick. While I sit on the world's worst-looking throne. Now, if you won't mind, I will get out of my big, deep-fried-looking carriage and ride into the night.
They need to just elect. That's how they do with kings, right?
Yep.
Elect Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah, it's all democratic. Yep. It's nothing to do with, like, inbred, generations of royal family and whatnot. It's fine.
They're like, you look awful frail.
Come over here, you. All of your features are kind of everywhere. So, yeah. Great.
Your features are indistinguishable from most people. But why don't you sit in this chair, put on this hat,
and
rule for a little bit.
The hat. Put it on all the way. Thunk. Now hold this stick. And this ball. Don't bounce the ball. It's old and frail for some reason.
That's what when Benji was talking. He was like, oh, so I was watching the, what's it called, coronation?
Yeah, that's what they do. Yep, it's a coronation.
And I was like,
more like a bloody coronary, you know?
I don't know what he was. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, right, they have a new king. Then he started describing it.
King
and I was
Charles.
Like, I saw that in some memes. I recognize the king from all those memes.
Yeah, the one where he's Snoke.
The one where he looks like he's dead, which is also not memes, but actual photographs.
I mean, there couldn't be a guy that looked more British and more less excited.
I would like to have Boris Johnson, just because he's like the British Gary Busey. I would like for him to be the king.
You know, I never put that
together. Well, they've already had, I think, enough of Boris Johnson over there. he did it. He does at least make me chuckle, just of like, what the hell are you doing and what are you saying?
Because he's the British Gary Busey.
Oh my, how is his voice so low? Usually it's the opposite, where it's like, here's a British guy, and he's like, hello, I'm the new Prime Minister, and I'm here
everyone's
to tell everyone.
Everyone's Maurice Moss over here.
Yes.
He's like, I'm the Prime Minister.
I'm the Prime Minister, and I got a little bit of air on the top of my head, I do.
My name's Arthur Shelby.
Arthur Shelby. I only got hair on the top of my head and none on the sides of my head. And if you tell me anything else, I'll shoot you dead or something.
I'm gonna get addicted to opium, but I won't get any thinner because I'm already skinny as
I'm
a rail.
I'm already a rail. And if you tell me I'm any thicker than a rail, I'll shoot you.
By order of the skinny blinders.
I remember I went like that entire first season not knowing like what the hell it was building towards because they kept saying the Darby. I was like, what the hell is that?
I don't know what a Darby is. No, the Darby!
Go to a Darby. And I was like,
I thought they were saying doorbell.
Yeah, they're going to the doorbell. Yep.
I'll meet you at the doorbell.
At the doorbell. Turns out it's the Derby, as we Americans correctly say it.
Yes. The also known as the Horse Show.
Hello, welcome to the Kentucky Derby, which is easily the most British thing in America, I would say.
See,
big hats all around. Horses, who needs them? But
like 7 horses died this week.
Did they?
At the Derby, I should clarify.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, probably more
not
so.
Not just like in the U.S.
Worldwide.
There's a mass horse murderer, a glue maker on the loose.
Oh.
Slash dog food.
Oh.
Slash hamburgers at Aldi's, apparently.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Don't click clock it till you try it. I've had horse meat. That's how I know I've had horse meat, because when they made that public announcement that they're like, stop buying burgers, there's horse meat in it. I'm like, that's really all.
Wait, is that
I
a real thing?
The only store. Yeah, we were in college, and then like a news thing came out, and they're like, they're finding out traces of horse meat. And I was like, Shauna, we've been eating horse.
Is that bad, though? Like, again.
What else does
why,
a horse
why
do?
Don't we eat horses?
Yeah. They eat it in other countries.
What's the difference between a horse and like a deer and a, you know, we eat venison
cat.
A lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's a decent jump to make.
See, I think that if it's prepared right, I'd eat pretty much anything. I couldn't eat like a dirty animal.
Are you
like
fucking kidding me right now? Get out of here with this bullshit. Don't you pull that on me. You just said I'd eat just about anything. Fuck off. No, you
if
wouldn't.
It's prepared
no, you
right.
Wouldn't.
If it's prepared right. It's
no,
got to be prepared
no,
right. It's
no.
got to be prepared right.
Incorrect.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are not prepared correctly.
Okay. Yeah, what? Too much bread?
Yeah. No, that's chicken sandwiches, which I had for dinner tonight.
Uh-huh. How do
it
you know it's chicken?
Because they got mad when I asked for the horse.
Could have been a two-legged horse.
Ooh, that would be. Ooh, that'd be best because that means that the legs have even more muscle because they're doing all the work.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You ever had frog legs?
Frog?
I should clarify frog legs.
I might have tried one. I don't remember. I know I have been in the vicinity of people eating frog legs. And that's about as much as I can say.
We were at a swamp, and this guy just started eating frogs'
hey,
legs.
Oh,
right
you want some frog legs? Going down to the bayou or whatever.
Just throwing legless frogs back into the pond.
Going down to New Orleans, or as they say it, Nerlens.
Merlin, the magician.
Nerlens
Potter,
beard.
Or whatever it is. Nerlens. You ever been to Nerlens?
I have not. I have never been to Nerlens. I'd not ever never been to Nerlens. No Nerlens for me. Not even once. Not Nerlens.
Marty, nah.
Nah. Nah. Yeah. I hear it's very nice. That's what it said on the brochure that I picked up one time. It said Nerlens. Very nice.
They spell NER.
Nerlens.
Equals nice.
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 with a dollar sign instead of an instead of a C.
James Cameron presents Nerlens.
Nerlens. This time there's more than one. First movie was just Nerlin. And now there's so many Nerlens. They're just unfurling these Nerlens. Unfurl your Nerlin.
Hurling Nerlens at you.
That's right. They're coming in at warp speed. Coming in like a parade on Fat Tuesday.
Or like those stones across ice, you know, curling stones.
Yes, curlins. Those big fans of that in Nerlens. The Nerlens curlins team.
Twirling their batons while they're... And Nerns in Nerlens.
Comes that part of the show where we start having a stroke.
Yeah. We have a collective stroke.
Well, our minds are linked. I am now floating off the ground. Robbie, what a special day. What a special time. What a special little time we're having here this week, Robbie.
Indeed.
It's great. A lot of stuff's been transpiring. It's special both in the fact that we're watching a property that we love and just the general great positive things that are happening in the world all the time and that are being constantly shown by the news corporations. So
we're just living on a planet of rainbows and milkshakes and cats with eyes that are just friggin' massive that know how to tap dance.
It's great until I have to sleep. And then both the, you know, just seeing their eyes and then hearing them tap dance is just...
too much.
It's outrageous. It's too much. It really, you know, there's a certain level of tap dancing that is acceptable. Yeah. How much is that? I don't know.
Four.
It's hard to say. Four tap dancing is acceptable.
Could you bring down that tap dancing to like three? Four is too much. Okay.
Just... that's right. Tap dancing is a little too bright. If you could just like,
does it like? Turn it do down. You have to make it so yellow?
Philip, what?
That's like his meeting with his agent. They're like, we got a good movie for you. It's got Robin Williams in it, and you get to play his roommate when he's going to school to be a doctor. And, you know, you're going to be kind of a dick, but you're proud of it.
So, like, if I'm a doctor, is it, like, he's not loud, is he, the doctor?
Like, who, you or Robin Williams?
I mean, both. Can both of them not?
Not what?
Can both of them not?
There's a period after that that word. Can both of them not?
I mean, if they could just, like, keep it down, you know, a little.
Like, I don't have to wear the stethoscope all the time, do I?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay, good.
That's called part of being a doctor.
Getting struck deaf by silent noises.
Yes. Dr. Smith, Jesus Christ! God, you...
And they're in a different room.
Yeah. Oh. You should have seen him when that train went by.
His ears melted. What?
I don't know. I mean, look at his ears.
Look at that. That just looks like he's got bubble gum on the side of his head.
It's like a UFC fighter. But the octagon is in the shape of a hospital.
Oh, never has a sport done a better job at ruining a vegetable than UFC and cauliflower ear.
Oh, I was like, what the hell are you going for? Ever since they were promoted by Chiquita Banana.
Did you just call bananas a vegetable?
What are they, you know?
They're crunchy, I'll tell you that much.
Here's the thing, Robbie. The thing about that is I wasn't entirely listening to what you were saying.
Yeah,
so,
well, sometimes
when you look
at
it that way, it's not really my fault.
It should have been your job to keep my attention for that long, and you failed.
Yeah.
So enjoy whatever you were talking about.
Get good.
Anyway, you were talking about good news and cat tap dance something.
Yeah, that's definitely what I said. Uh-huh. Good. I got us off on this tangent. That's my fault. Now you sound just like that cat. No, the cat would sound like...
There was like a specific cat you had in mind. You just meant the...
The tap dancing one.
Oh.
God, you... Okay. Is it, again, my task to bring you up to speed on random giant animals that are definitely in properties and conversations that we've had?
And they're both cats. One was an acid-spitting cat, and then this one's a tap dancing cat.
Yeah. That was the best part. I'm glad they brought that back this week.
Still don't know if it was in there or not.
Oh, goodness, Robbie. Yes, news time is here. Let me get my papers and shuffle them a little bit. Shuffle. I'd put on a tie if I had one.
Everyone, sit in your seats. It's time for news time. Time where we read off the news.
Number one, ABC 7. Number two, Fox.
NBC.
The end.
What was it? Channel? No, they're not news. I was going to say Channel 11. That's PBS.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have enough money for news. Because it's funded or by the viewers. From people like you.
People like you.
They used to say. That's a little bit of a blast from the old past.
Yeah. Blasphemy from the past for me.
Well, yeah, there's probably a lot of that. Yes, Robbie, news, there's trailers. Trailers are inbound. You'd think
flying right at our heads.
We were either moving or we're in a trailer park, actually. Ooh. There's so many trailers.
Would you look at that trailer trash? Yuck, yuck.
Yuck, yuck. Dog bark, dog bark.
Cigarette.
Have you seen the most recent trailer for One Oppenheimer?
I have. I actually just watched it. And that is the trailer that educated me on the fact that Matt Damon is in this movie.
I didn't know. I don't think he was in the last one.
I had no clue who he was in it. Is it Jennifer Connelly or Emily Blunt?
He plays the bomb.
She goes, kaboom! Because Jennifer Connelly's Billy Connelly's daughter.
Oh, yes. I thought that was your impersonation of Matt Damon. I was like, uh-huh.
Look at me, I'm Matt Damon. I was in
Grand Atomic Boom.
My name's Private James Ryan.
No, you're thinking of Jimmy Ryan. Yes, a grenade blew up. Matt Damon blew up next to my ear.
You're going to have to speak up, sir. Matt Damon blew up right by his head.
That guy's in this movie, too. And he's like, you're going to have to speak up. An atom bomb went off right next to my van.
And he's like, half his face is the guy from Raiders that's melted off.
No. You're thinking of Jimmy Oppenheimer. You're looking for James Francis Oppenheimer.
Who? When I was a kid, I thought he was holding his ear.
Oh.
Instead of the rag that he's using to wipe off the blood.
Yeah, if his ear was gone, that wouldn't help.
No.
Wouldn't do. Fun fact, that's the guy from Remember the Titans that gets in the car accident.
Yeah, he's the guy from Sons of Anarchy who gets in the lead pipe
car accident. Oh. They're more common than you'd think.
Yeah. Just another statistic. Yeah, that Oppenheimerino looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
They are, I don't know, like obviously I know what the movie's about, but they're doing a good job of keeping it vague, which I'm excited for.
Vague and like, there was a lot of tension in this last trailer, which I thought was nice, and it definitely seemed like, you know, it was a rush against time, and they're a Russian against time, they started out a race against the Germans,
Yeah, they're German against time.
Yeah, yep, that works out in every single way. Yeah, so that was cool, a lot of tension. I mean, Cillian Murphy, one of my favorite actors, so that's always nice to see. Back again in a Christopher Nolan film, so that's good. My hope is that Nolan just tells the story more straightforward, because I like the whole mind-bending, whatever, here's the story out of order and all that stuff, but just, I'm over it.
Yeah, I just watched the last couple movies of his that you talked about, like Tenet.
He did it in Dunkirk.
In Dunkirk.
And I just didn't think it was needed in Dunkirk. Yeah. It's just like it was told out of order or whatever. I'm sure there was
Kirk
a
with it.
Yeah, I was more Kirk than Dunn, actually. Thanks for asking.
Sounds like an order at a restaurant. It's like, I'll have the steak. I'll have the horse steak, more Kirk than Dunn.
More Kirk than... I'll have the whole steak, more Kirk than Dunn, if you could. Put a side of baked beans, if you could, and a wet piece of toast.
And also an entire glass of vinegar and no toothpaste ever, please.
Yes. Actually, just ship that off to the colonies, if you could. Kick it into the sun.
They will throw it in the harbor.
Take that, Crest. Or Colgate.
Ooh.
Those are the only two toothpastes that I know.
Yeah.
There's none.
I was able to classify myself at a young age when I went to a leadership summit, and they're like, we're going to do an icebreaker game, and we're going to go around, and we're going to talk about our favorite...
Get on this frozen lake and start kicking.
Death by exile. And
yeah.
They're like, name your favorite toothpaste. And all the other kids are like, Crest. Crest Whitening. You know, all of these. Colgate.
Crest
and
name 2. All
these. And they got to me and I went, AIM. And everyone looked at me and like, what's AIM? I'm like, it's the one that Dollar General sells. It's basically pudding.
It's just chocolate pudding in a tube. No. We call that British toothpaste.
It tastes great on a cracker.
We're really on them this week. If we have any listeners or British listeners out there...
suck it!
Yes. I was going to say, oopsie daisies, my bad. But suck it also suffices.
Yeah.
So that's how we say sorry
phrases
here in the U.S.
Oopsie daisies, my bad. Over there, you probably say, oh goodness, I dumb chuzzwuzzled my nincrumpet.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
That's a common
I said
phrase.
It 4 times today before I got on here, so...
So now's the part where
whatever
after
you
we...
said, crumb-wuzzled my nizwazzle or whatever.
They don't say nizwazzle. That's vulgar.
Oh, I didn't mean to swear.
So now's the part where we go from making fun of British, ironically, to actually talking about all the problems in America that makes us very sad.
Yeah, that's right. That's just kind of what we do.
This segment's called Reality.
Yeah, well, trying to pedal away from that as fast as I can.
Well, that was Oppenheimer was my piece of news, so.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I got more, Robbie. If
Open
you're,
and shut that.
Yeah, good stuff. If you want a second helping of news, open up, baby. Because here comes another little bit of pudding. There's also a trailer for Dune 2. Dune 2,
right in
Dune
the worm.
Dune 2.
That's right.
I wish that they had like worm. The Flash Gordon theme song when he's riding that. And it's like, just like this crazy 80s heavy metal guitar while he's riding the butthole worm.
I mean, well, yeah, it is Hans Zimmer, so I wouldn't say that won't happen. Was it that Hans Zimmer started out it? And I can't remember what band it was, but it was...
Hang on.
Oh, he did he was in the band that did the song Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yeah.
Store?
Video Killed the Radio
Star?
I don't know which
it
is.
It works both ways.
Yeah.
I know. I did know, but now I don't know.
Was there ever a radio store? A Radio Shack?
Yeah, Radio Shack.
There's that shack where I'd buy my radios.
Shack down over by the bayou. I used to buy my radios.
It's pretty...
Yeah, you want an AM radio? Yep, we got them.
It's covered in leeches.
Got leeches on them, but tell you what, but they like the sound of smooth jazz. That's what attracts them.
But if you try to turn the volume down, they'll bite you. They'll drink your
they'll
blood.
They'll get you real good.
They'll suck you
this
dry.
This one's name here is Fernando. He likes his jazz. Oop, he bit me.
I didn't know that you said, oop, he bit me, and I thought you were doing jazz, like, oop, a deep, oop.
I'm scatting a little, as I tend to do.
I just scat myself.
Oh, man. How embarrassing of me. I just bebopped and scat my pants.
I've got irritable bebop syndrome.
Better than jazzing your pants, you know.
I had an accident in my Coltrane.
That's another Lonely Island song there. Dune 2, super excited for it. They didn't show a lot. He rides a worm. Cool stuff. It's just cool to see and hear, because there's a little bit of Hans Zimmer in that trailer. A little bit of Hans Zimmer in you already. And I'm loving what I'm hearing thus far, because any of these movies, it's a two-part system here. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
You get both the visual shit that you like to watch, but you get also a masterpiece from Hans Zimmer you get to listen to. So, real excited for that part.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Guardians of the Galaxy is out, Volume 3.
Yeah.
I need to go see it at some point.
I know. I have been avoiding the internet. Every time I see a picture of James or Sean Gunn, I'm like, get it away from me.
That's just a picture of a gun. Get it away. Well, welcome back to the USA.
Our thoughts are
yeah. By all means, I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm a little fatigued from the MCU. Mm-hmm. Still haven't seen Ant-Man, Tiny Man.
I'm like five items behind. And
I do want to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
They're all pretty good. And the final news that I have, and this I think is easily the most important and the most exciting news, both in this grouping and of the news that I've ever given in my entire running as host on this show.
Is Donald Sutherland finally dead?
No, he will never be dead. He lives on in our hearts
and
our minds. Yes, and the juice, yes. Donald Sutherland juice.
My life
it's okay. No, I was driving down the street the other day, in the middle of the street. And as I drove past this yard, something caught my eye. And I had to do like a double, if not a triple take. And I almost, I pulled a muscle in my neck. I looked over. In this yard, no other humans, was a pig.
Ooh.
Just a pig. I was close to downtown. I was like, what the hell? And let me rephrase this, because when I said pig, what I meant to say was hog. Because this isn't like little babe just out like oink oink oink. This is big boy. Just like Yeah. That's a little bit too good.
Like they need to build the slaughterhouse around this pig.
Sucker was big. That's a big pig. And he's just like chilling out right next to the road in the grass by himself. No one. I think he had a collar on. Not sure. Could have been an adult-sized belt. But then the worst part about this is that I forgot that I had seen the pig before. And I was like, oh, yeah.
That's the pig.
It was in the same yard. The last time I had seen him, there were actually humans there, like, walking this pig.
Until the pig ate them.
Yeah, and which is where we got ourselves into this situation.
It's quite the pig call. So, is the pig still there?
I don't know. I mean, I had to keep driving, but I assume he's there. Where else is he gonna go?
Food.
One side was a hill, so I can't imagine he's going up that thing.
You roll down.
And he could roll. I mean, yeah, that's the only way he can go.
Mm.
I mean, he was at the bottom. This house was at the bottom of the hill.
Maybe he was once at the top, and that's just where the hog rolled.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a roller dog.
Like a rolling hog. Yeah. So that was fun. So there's a hog somewhere in this city. It's kind of like Batman. It keeps you at bay.
It's like an opening to a noir movie. There's a hog somewhere in this city. I can smell the bacon from here.
As I sit in my apartment looking out the window.
Smoking a cigarette while it rains.
There's a hog out there somewhere. As he's listening to smooth jazz covered in leeches. Scatting leeches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, see, real hog city there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well. So there's that. That's done. We're done with that segment. Stop thinking about it. We're done.
Feed it to the hogs.
Sure.
Oh, before we move on to that next segment, that reminds me of something from my childhood. When we were little kids, we would ask my dad, hey, where is, for example, Mom? And so we'd be like, hey, where'd Mom go?
I've heard of her.
And he would answer, she went to shit and the hogs ate her. And that was a common thing that was said at our household.
She went to shit and the hogs ate her?
Yeah, we've asked him about that. We're like, so what's it mean? Does that mean that she went out to shit on a hog or in the hog's home?
Trough, on the ground next to the hogs? Or is it like...
You keep a hog...
This town's going to shit, you know? Where it's like... Maybe her condition was worsening. And
she
turned
to shits, so she was eaten by hogs.
Yeah, it was like, Mom's getting pretty frail, so better throw her out into the hog pen.
Time to feed her to the hogs.
The circle of life.
That's what we did with my grandmother, so, I mean, that's just how it works. It's like, oh.
It's like a Viking funeral, but with more pigs.
A lot more squealing.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, kind of. Depends on how you look at it.
So that's the latest in the world. What's happening this week in our little world here, known as this podcast? An audio file, as you may say.
I'm glad you asked.
And continued asking after the question was asked.
Yes, I'm trying to enter this. Won't you shut up?
Would you please shut the hell up?
Glad you asked, Robbie, because this week we're talking about a classic. Not necessarily the specific thing of which we are talking about, but the property itself is a classic and near and dear to our hearts. That is The Simpsons, the American TV show that's been on for a billion trillion years.
Yes.
Which I think is still short, you know, of a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but recently was May the 4th, which is a big damn excuse to sell Star Wars merchandise or whatever, which, hey, I think I'm okay with.
Yeah.
So because of that, the Simpsons or Disney or whoever owns the Simpsons now released
the devil.
Yes, there we go. I forgot. released an animated short called Rogue Not Quite One, right?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yes, and it is essentially a mashup of Simpsons and Star Wars that you didn't know you wanted, nor did you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that's not. That's unfair.
No, pretty fair.
Anywho, we saw the news that was coming out. We thought, hey, that might be fun to talk about. So here we are talking about it. And whether or not it's fun is yet to be determined. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. If we're a little brief, it's because it was only like 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to watch it, you can. I believe it's on Disney Plus with all the other Simpsons stuff. Yeah. Would you like to regale the fine folks of how this particular system works?
Sure.
In just a normal manner with no gross descriptions whatsoever.
Oh, Colin. No. So allow me to gale you and then gale you again as I regale you. Oh. We're going to start with the
format. I was promised only one galing.
I'm going to gale you good. So our formula that we follow is a recipe of sorts that results in a cake made out of nightmares. And we'll get to that.
Just less horse, though.
We break a topic down into 5 categories, and those categories are the cast and performance, the plot, the visuals, the music, and then lastly, the walkaway value, which is how do you feel about it overall when it's all said, dead, and done. And so,
I did 6 dings, and I apologize. I meant to do 5 dings. But
oh, boy.
Continue.
You're getting dinged and galed all in one episode. So
just another Tuesday.
And then we take those numbers and we lovingly put them into a glass jar.
Okay, this sounds pretty
harmless.
We'll
just put it in a pickle jar. And so
less harmless.
We'll put these numbers into a pickle jar and we take them over to our speedometer. And now what the speedometer is it's a machine that is exclusive to just Two Idiots Broadcasting Company. It's kept in a cage in the corner of the room in the darkest corner.
That's
because it doesn't like light and it screeches like a baby when it's in light. And it's unsettling because it doesn't look like a baby.
Oh.
It just sounds like one. What does it look like? Well, I said that it's baked into a cake. It's kind of like a cake. If the cake was made out of ketchup. And okay. On the surface of this ketchup is, the best way to describe it is ticks. You know, full ticks. And they're just scrambling around. And so... We're going to take our pickle jar and set it on the surface of this ticky ketchup, and it'll just slowly sink into it, and then you'll hear it go as it crumbles on the inside. It digests those numbers, and then it then whispers in a very, very frail, high-pitched voice our final idiot score, which is what we give the item, which we were discussing this week, being, what is it, Simpsons Rogue, not quite one.
That's right.
There we go. Wasn't that pretty?
That was, yeah. Ketchup tick cake, huh? God damn it. Yeah, that's what we do. That is just your regular run-of-the-mill episode here at Just Two Idiots. Hmm. So if you've made it this far and you're like, not for me, I wish I could say it gets better.
Yes. It actually gets worse.
It happens every week. And if it makes you feel any better, before you go, listener, I feel the same way as you do. So it's fine, kind of. You know, we're in this together, so there's some sort of bond there, I think. So maybe you should reconsider that before you tune out.
Yeah.
You know.
And what's nice, too, we get a lot of letters from our listeners. And one frequent letter that we get almost every week is the speedometer is almost supernatural, because the people who suffer from sleep paralysis, that night their sleep paralysis demon takes on the shape of the weekly speedometer. So,
well, yeah,
it gives some variety to their trauma, which is nice.
That should be a warning to you, really. it should be that no you need escape. To change something up in your life. Can't get away from the so there's some people on Instagram that are influencers. What Robbie likes to do is he's a sleep paralysis demon influencer. Which I think that's more important to society than like, oh, look at me, I'm at Cabo, I'm on this beach, and I don't know what they do.
They go to bed and they sleep the whole night through.
That's true. Unmoving. Yes, Robbie, let's go ahead and get into this first category like we spoke, which is the cast and or performance. So I'm going to ask you to start this off. I almost forgot. Robbie, what are you going to give the cast performance out of a possible 10 punted Baby Yoda prams?
Ooh, 10 punted Baby Yoda prams. I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 10 punted Baby Yoda prams. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, sick.
Right into space.
Terminal. What would you give the cast of this little segment out of 10 silent films?
Yeah, pretty much. you know, I'm actually going to come up. I'm going to do the same as you, Robbie, because that's kind of, boink, we're linked, interlinked minds here. Great genius minds think alike, and that is very much the case right now. So I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10 also. Silent films, 4 out of 10 silent films. And, you know, you're almost very accurate with that description. And the reason we are so low on this is because there's hardly any cast or performance.
Like, even Homer makes faces like he should be screaming.
I waited so with bated breath many a time thinking he would speak, but then I thought, you know, they probably couldn't get Dad, Cast, and Alana in on this for whatever reason, and he never says anything. So I believe the only line we have is from Hank Azaria as chief, what am I trying to say, police chief Wiggum.
There you go. I was like, I was like, don't know. Like, you don't smell burnt toast, do you?
Like, I don't remember what he said, even, but he was in the car, and he said, like, ooh, look, a donut, or I don't know.
I've got to save that adorable donut. And I was like, ugh, that's not even that clever. Yeah, they really phoned it in with not the cast excellent. On this one. Like, the most frequent audio is Maggie sucking, and then also the pacifier, because this kind of sucked.
It's just a reused, you know, they're just hitting a button.
Yeah.
I think what this was.
Yes.
Yes. Could have used some of that. What I think this was is it was May 3rd, and the marketing department over at Simpsons Incorporated realized they didn't have anything for the upcoming May 4th holiday. So they whipped an animator for several hours straight until he whipped this out.
Ooh.
Goodness gracious. We're at a NASCAR track here.
Yeah, this is one of those like, oh crap, that's due today.
I had 9 months to do work on it. I did nothing.
Oh no, it's May 4th.
Call it a cup of dirt. It's fine. You know, I think this is marketed for kids, which
yeah.
I don't know how many like
kids,
real small kids. Like, I mean, like kids can watch The Simpsons.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, but I don't know, like real. This seemed like for much younger
yeah,
kids.
like children,
like Maggie is.
Yeah,
and
McGaggy.
I don't know. I mean, if that's the case, that this would work for them.
I guess.
I
yeah.
I don't see any problem. If a baby or two would like to log into Disney Netflix and watch this, so be it. So be it.
I've got some baby. Things to say about that, but I'm going to save that for the walkaway value. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the cast was brief, so let's be brief. Yes. Robbie, let's move on to plot. What are you going to give the plot you there, Robbie? What are you going to give it out of a possible 10 quarter-size baby Darth Mauls? Not the size of a quarter, but you know.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
the Phantom Menace is half size,
yeah.
And then this baby's at least half that size, so he's a quarter of the size of original recipe Darth Maul.
Like a quarter pounder with cheese.
It's probably like eighth of a Darth Maul, but it's whatever.
So it's like they cut his legs in half after they were cut off of him.
Yeah, he's got Cotton Hill legs.
I killed fitting men.
yeah, I really did.
I'm going to give this one 4 out of 10 quarter size, the size of a quarter Darth Mauls.
Sweet.
What would you... I forgot I have to ask you now. I was getting ready to write yours down. I'm like, are you going to say it? The speedometer's getting angry. What would you give the plot of this out of 10 runaway donuts?
Oh my goodness, you better catch that donut. God, I'm surprised I was actually more harsh than you on most of these.
I feel like I was trying to sugarcoat it a little bit just because it's The Simpsons.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to come up too, and I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10. Donuts that better be chased.
Yeah, you don't want a filthy whore donut.
That's right.
There's
or one that just says nuts on it.
Hey, yeah.
There's not much plot
no.
here, but it's also like 4 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's counting credits or not.
It's like why are Homer and Maggie in their normal people clothes in the Star Wars universe? Like they couldn't have gone that extra mile and put them in like a little Jedi gown or something.
Well, that's what I didn't understand was where like, and I get it. It's a 4 minute, like little snippet.
Yeah.
But I was like, I still want there to be some like rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because like even absurd Simpsons episodes, which is most of them,
yeah,
like they get you there somehow.
That's,
you know that
yeah. One of the wonderful things
some
about the Simpsons
sense.
Is the first scene seems like it has nothing to do with the last scene, but
yeah.
There's a good connectivity and continuity between those points, and we don't have any of that here. It's just
like
Homer's in Star Wars with Maggie.
Because it's like sometimes I like to play this game of I think of an episode that I like a lot and then try to remember what happens at the beginning
yes.
of that episode and I can't. It's like in a dream when you're like, how did you get into this dream? And you can't or
yes.
else your head explodes or something. Yeah, it's like they're in Star Wars land, but not like a theme park, I don't think. But then they're also in Springfield.
Yeah. Because
that's where the one line of dialogue comes from is because Maggie gets punted into like space by the Mandalorian or something.
And
then she comes down and she's in Springfield and there's Chief Wiggum and but then she goes into space I think again
well,
and
they're
in
she
Star
goes
Wars.
To the park or the playground.
Sure, this is 4 minutes and I still can't even like remember that entire part. You're just thinking
yeah.
like,
well,
how is that possible?
She blasts Ruby and Milhouse and Ralph and Sherry or Terry are on the swing, and
they're the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
Starry.
I don't know. Was it? I did enjoy the like little opening crawl they had. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
It's talking about like, yeah, people don't read this anymore or whatever.
Yeah.
And I did find it actually funny that they mentioned that. I think it was in that opening crawl. It was like, and why don't the Simpsons have their own tile
yes.
on Disney Plus? And I was like, yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, they've got more.
Why
like,
don't they have
things?
Their own tile?
Yeah. See,
It's like they, it's like the longest running TV show known to man.
I think that's my favorite part of this bit, because the rest of it was just like, I don't know, all these, I don't know if you've watched any of the other Simpsons shorts that they've got on there.
I have not.
90% sorry, I'm in NASCAR land again. Are 90% of them are, hey, look, we're on Disney now. Hey, look, Disney owns us. Hey, look, we can talk about Marvel and Star Wars without getting sued. Like, that's what...
I want to get sued.
Most of them are, and I was like, I liked it better when you guys made fun of them unironically.
Yeah, that's actually one thing I noticed.
It's like pandering.
Well, maybe that'll be for visuals, actually. So, I mean, we could nitpick this plot forever. Again, it's only 4 minutes, so I get it. You know, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
The one thing I wish that would have happened was, I think when Kang and Kodos come in, I was expecting them to go, yee-hoo!
Oh, like, yeah.
Like Han Solo did. And I was like, well, if you're going to do a Star Wars theme thing, like, it just seemed like that's what was called for there. And they didn't do it. I was like, oh, you missed out. And apparently BB-8 was in the pram the whole time.
Yeah.
Not really sure. Somehow BB-8 returned. and also, like, but this has nothing specifically to do with Rogue One, other than Rogue One is Star Wars.
Yeah, that's
true.
It has
more to do with Mandalorian than Rogue One.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, it's just a play on words.
It could have been, like, Mandadorable-ian.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that just worked.
Magalorian.
That worked so well. Yeah. They're all... Magilorian.
Or Homer could be Boba Fett.
You've already come up with like four options. I just thought that was curious.
Yeah, it's like they were just grasping at straws. They just were like
space straws. Yep.
We were like, we just need to put these space movies in here. Well,
oh yeah.
Let's go on to our visuals here. What would you give the visuals of this out of 10 TIE fighters shitting rainbows?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Well, I mean, again, another just shameless reference to when the TIE fighters shit rainbows.
You know, in Rogue
all
2.
Yeah, Rogue 2. bigger Death Star is back. Robbie, I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10.
Ooh.
TIE fighters that are shitting rainbows all over the place. What is a boy to do? What are you going to give the visuals, Robbie? What are you going to give them out of 10 piles of big green space puke?
Ooh, yummy. I'm going to give this one a 5 out of 10 piles of space puke.
Oy. Oh, as Gil says, gall.
Gall. It's nothing visually stunning to it. It's
no.
Just, they're like, look, it's Star Wars. I'm a Star War. But it's Simpsons, and it's like,
I'm in space danger.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah, I guess what brought it up for me is that this looked like how I remember The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Just pretty good. Like, so some, I feel like, seasons of The Simpsons where it looked too, like, new and crisp.
Yeah, they gave, like...
If that makes sense.
Yeah, if for a while there they had shadows and, like, the movie.
Yeah, the movie, I didn't mind the movie as much.
Right. No, the movie looked good for the movie, but when they used that animation style in some of the shows that I'm recalling, you know,
yeah.
that was too much, I think.
And this didn't seem to do that for me, so I was like, yeah, this seems like the same level of quality that I've known to love over the years of watching The Simpsons, so then I have to give it a decent amount of marks for that, 7 to be exact. I will say my visual note was, I did think it was kind of weird that, I mean, I get why they do it, but, like, now that they're licensed, you know, or they're Disney bought them, they can, like you said, do actual Star Wars things.
Yeah.
And not knock them off with, like, a off-brand. It was a little, like, off-putting.
It's unsettling to see the, like,
yeah.
Accurate. And, like, they have Mickey in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I liked it better when they had, like, you know, where Mickey was itchy.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I get it, but it still seemed odd. Mm-hmm. But, parts of them weren't extremely accurate. Like, even the Mandalorian's helmet was different than normal.
Yeah.
It had, like, a big chin on it. Yeah. So I thought that was... It's not necessarily bad. It's just weird.
I think that the best visuals were in the post-credits scene thing, or during the credits, I should say. Because they had
what
like,
was that?
Oh, what?
Oh, the
like the paintings that they do like in Mando.
Yeah, it's like the concept art.
Yeah,
that they show at the end of Mandalorian episodes. Yeah, I like that a lot.
See, that was, and I was like, the post credits art was the most entertaining part. They got like Burns as Palpatine, Homer as Mando.
Yeah,
they had Snake frozen in carbonite. Like,
yeah, that's like the most creative part of that entire
thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's, I did like that part. It was fun for my eyes. Uh-huh. As they say.
Yeah. My eyes had a real good time with that.
Well, was it just your eyes or did other parts of your head have a great time?
Just my eyes. There was a party in my eyes, and the only people invited were my eyes.
That's exclusive. There's little tiny red velvet ropes in front of your eyes.
No, I mean, that's what it looks like on a regular basis. People look at me and they're like, oh, wow, are there red velvet ropes in your eyes? And I'm like, no, I just don't sleep. And they're like, okay.
All right.
Have a good Wednesday.
Have a good day, and only day, because it's only ever day for you.
Dave,
never night.
Yeah, I just...
Well, I was alluding to your ears, Robbie, because let's move on down the side of your face to those things that look like cauliflower. If we could. Let's talk about some music. Which, hey... Robbie, what are you going to give the music of this episode, Rogue Whatever, out of a possible 10 times the sound guy hit next on the generic Star Wars playlist?
So I flip-flopped my number so many times on this. It went way up, it went way down, and so here we are. I'm giving it 5 skip presses on the generic Star Wars playlist.
Yeah.
What would you give the music of this out of 10... poor quality charge songs.
What was it?
When Kang and Kodos come in, it's the da 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 da, or the da da.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just poor quality. That
they did that instead of the yee-hoo. Yes. So, you know,
or literally that. Anything that would have been better.
Yes, Robbie, I'm going to give this. I'll give it a 6 out of 10. Hurts my soul a little bit just because it is John Williams. But I know that he didn't write it for this specifically. It's more of how the music was used.
It's like you said, it's just
it's there.
The greatest hits. But not even the greatest hits. Just,
no, it's just kind of random, it seems. I would have been fine with like no action, but it's all like actual Star Wars music from the movies. It's like, just, can you get, I mean, surely Danny Elfman, you don't let him leave. Surely he's around there somewhere.
I mean, he can't be exposed to sunlight, so he spends most of his time in the studio. So
I always find Danny Elfman looks like Jim Carrey as he's playing the Riddler. But in real life.
And he acts like Jim Carrey as the Riddler. Yeah. No, this just goes further to my point where it feels like, and I'm not one of those people who hates Disney for no reason. You know, I like Disney.
You just got done saying that.
Fuck Disney.
You say, I have nothing to back this up, but I'm about to spew some fire-filled hatred.
This is nothing but a Disney hate episode. But no, it just seems like again,
woke Disney now. They're infecting Simpsons. You know, God.
They're teaching my kids unwholesome stuff about people who aren't like me, and that's scary.
She had a jacket with a pin on it. Damn it.
Don't talk about the jacket.
But it's just like, hey, look, we're part of Disney, remember? It's like, no, we forgot.
I know.
Because we're watching on Disney Plus. Like,
it's like, I never won. I didn't forget. And I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care. Which is the main theme here. Yeah.
This episode is titled, I Don't Care About Anything Anymore. I've lost interest in all my usual hobbies.
Why even bother? I think I'll just walk off my deck.
I don't want to leave my house. Disney's just like, whoa, this is about more than just
what
us.
What? Well, if you're not going to leave the house, at least put something on, you know, via Disney Plus if you could.
Yeah, we have The Simpsons now. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Aggressive walking. But yeah, I mean, and then like I said, that when Kang and Kodo show up and it's that, I think it's the charge.
That sounds right.
And it's just like such, it doesn't even sound good. It's not even like a well done one. It's just like a cheap recorder doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, what is going on with this? And then that when the Darth Maul baby changes, they play some weird, like, soul song. It was just weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
And the TIE Fighter shits a rainbow.
What do you want?
I want to shit an actual shit.
Somehow, a TIE Fighter shit a rainbow. It's because of Sith magic. I don't know if you know this, Robbie.
I almost said Tarkin. Damn it. Who's Giancarlo Esposito's character on Mando?
Moff Gideon.
Moff Gideon. And when he gets out of the TIE
Egg
Fighter.
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin. But he's like, this is my new Dark Trooper suit. And this is my new TIE Fighter. It shits.
And then just... what? It's off-putting, isn't it? This is how we'll win. By shitting on the Rebels, literally. The Rebels again, sorry. The second wave of Rebels. Because they're. I'm sorry. The Resistance, the other R word that we use for that same exact... Well, same exact, that's not what I meant. Jeez. It's almost like when I said cucks on accident. Hate this.
Listen to our podcast. Get in the chair.
Robbie, let's walk away from that sentence. Yeah. And let's move on down to this one here. And it's the walkaway value. So what are you going to give the walkaway value of this episode of The Simpsons thing or whatever out of a possible 10 words of dialogue that probably wasn't even in this?
I was like, 10? Are you sure? I'm going to give this one 3 words of dialogue out of 10 for the walkaway value. Yeah. Yikes. What would you give
the walkaway? Get that donut.
Done. Don't watch this. What would you give the walkaway value of The Simpsons / Disney Rogue Almost One? That's what it's called, right? That doesn't sound...
Yes.
It's just such a poor title that I feel like I'm saying the wrong thing every time.
Spit it out.
What would you give it out of 10 expired copyright licenses? Jesus.
Expired what? Sorry.
Copyright licenses. Oh, I didn't have one for that. Expired now. Come up with it on the fly.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10 expired copyright licenses because it's whatever. It looks good. It sounds fine because of the Star Wars time music. It's just short and the plot is nothing. So,
and I mean, one of the things that I love about The Simpsons, it's kids, the voice acting.
Yeah.
Like, the voices are great. Literally, Homer is the best character on The Simpsons. And he's in it as much as anybody besides Maggie. And he doesn't even make a sound. Like, they couldn't even cut and paste one of his, like,
Oh, yeah. You don't have sound bites
around?
Surely you have, a catalog of... countless. You could look up a soundboard right now on the internet.
Yeah.
It'd have like a whole cavalcade of different little things that he's said or done over the years.
At least have him be like, Maggie, Marge, I'm Homer Simpson.
Dona.
I'm the dollar store version of Homer Simpson.
This is